Our special guest for the day, David New. He's with us every other Thursday. He's our constitutional attorney, an historian par excellence, and a Bible scholar as well. So, Dave, welcome to the program today.
It's so nice to be with you.
Dave, it's always a pleasure to have you on here. And again, let's start off this issue of the program today as we focus on this National Day of Prayer. Could you give us just a little bit more history and a foundation undergirding the National Day of Prayer? As I said, is now the first Thursday of May. When, what year was this established? Why was it established? Do you fill us in on some of those important details, if you could?
The origin of the National Day of Prayer is very, very old. It goes all the way back to October 3rd, 1789, because it's on that date that George Washington issued the very first proclamation by an American president, and that very first proclamation was about prayer. He called upon the nation to engage in a national day of prayer on October 3rd, 1789. It wasn't his idea, by the way. It was the Congress of the United States that asked the president to declare a day of prayer for America to thank God for the Constitution of the United States. And of course, as anything that goes on in Congress, there was some objection. There were two members of Congress who objected and said that the federal government shouldn't do that, because this is something that is done by the states and it should be left to the states. But the overwhelming majority of the members of Congress said no. In particular, one member of Congress who defended the proposal to have the president declare a day of prayer was a gentleman by the name of Roger Sherman of Connecticut. He was a signer of the Constitution. He attended the Constitutional Convention in the state of Connecticut that ratified the Constitution, and he pointed to Scripture as a reason for the president to issue a national day of prayer. In particular, he pointed to King Solomon, who, upon completing the building of the temple, held a giant prayer service. And Roger Sherman, in the Annals of Congress, ladies and gentlemen, you can go to your computer and just put in Annals of Congress. You can go right in there and read all about it. It's all in the Annals of Congress, which is an early version of the Congressional Record. And he, Roger Sherman, said he thought what Solomon did was worthy of Christian example. This is in the Congressional Record. So if we want to blame anybody for a national day of prayer, you want to blame King Solomon.